ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Good. Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 7, text 32.
Gopair ma महे प्रतिहते व्रज विप्लवाय
गोकरे महे प्रतिहते व्रज विप्लवाय
देवे विवर्षति पशुन् कृपया रिरक्षु धातो छिलिन्द्रमिव सप्त दिनानि सप्त
धातो छिलिन्द्रमिव सप्त दिनानि सप्त
वर्षो महि क्रमनघै ककरे सलीलम्
वर्षो महि क्रमनघै ककरे सलीलम्
गोपाय मुखे प्रतिहते व्रज विप्लवाय
गोपाय मुखे प्रतिहते व्रज विप्लवाय
देवे विवर्षति पशुं कृपया रिरक्षु
देवे विवर्षति पशुं कृपया रिरक्षु
तत्र चिरिन्द्रमिव सप्त दिनानि सप्त
धातो चिरिन्द्रमिव सप्त दिनानि सप्त
वर्षो महिद्रमनघैककरे सलिलम्
वर्षो महिद्रमनघैककरे सलिलम्
गोपर्मके प्रतिहते व्रज विप्लवाय
गोपर्मके प्रतिहते व्रज विप्लवाय
देवे विवर्षति पशुं कृपया रिरक्षु
देवे विवर्षति पशुं कृपया रिरक्षु
धर्तो चिलिन्द्रमिव सप्त दिनानि सप्त
धर्तो चिलिन्द्रमिव सप्त दिनानि सप्त
वर्षो महिद्रमनधैककरे सलीलम्
वर्षो महिद्रमनधैककरे सलीलम्
Gopaihi,
Gopaihi,
by the cowherd men,
by the cowherd men,
Makay,
Makay,
in offering a sacrifice,
in offering a sacrifice,
to the King of Heaven,
to the King of Heaven,
Pratihate,
Pratihate,
being hampered,
being hampered,
Rajavitlavaya,
Rajavitlavaya,
for devastating the whole existence of Rajabhumi,
for devastating the whole existence of Rajabhumi.
The land of Krishna's pastimes.
The land of Krishna's pastimes.
Deve.
Deve.
By the King of Heaven.
By the King of Heaven.
Abhivarshati.
Abhivarshati.
Having poured down heavy rain.
Having poured down heavy rain.
Pashun.
Pashun.
The animals.
The animals.
Kripaya.
Kripaya.
By causeless mercy.
By causeless mercy.
Upon them.
Upon them.
Virakshuhu.
Virakshuhu.
Desired to protect them.
Desired to protect them.
Dhartha.
Dhartha.
Held up.
Held up.
Uchchilindram.
Uchchilindram.
Who uprooted as an umbrella.
Who uprooted as an umbrella.
Eva.
Eva.
Exactly like that.
Exactly like that.
Saptadinami.
Saptadinami.
Continuously.
Continuously.
For 7 days.
For 7 days.
Saptavarshaha.
Saptavarshaha.
Although he was only 7 years old.
Although he was only 7 years old.
Mahidram.
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 The Govardhan Hill.
Govardhan Hill.
Anadka.
Anadka.
Without being tired.
Without being tired.
Ekakore.
Ekakore.
In one hand only.
In one hand only.
Salidam.
Salidam.
Playfully.
Playfully.
When the cowherd men of Vrindavan, under instruction of Krishna, stopped offering sacrifice to the heavenly king, Indra, the whole tract of land known as Raja was threatened with being washed away by constant heavy rains for 7 days. Lord Krishna, out of his causeless mercy upon the inhabitants of Raja, held up the hill known as Govardhan with one hand only, although he was only 7 years old. He did this to protect the animals from the onslaught of water. Purport. Children play with an umbrella generally known as a frog's umbrella. And Lord Krishna, when he was only 7 years old, could snatch the great hill known as the Govardhan Parvat at Vrindavan and hold it for 7 days continuously with one hand, just to protect the animals and the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the wrath of Indra, the heavenly king, who had been denied sacrificial offerings by the inhabitants of Rajabhumi. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrasatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagat Prate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hoi Priye Vancha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyaeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First question. What's a frog's umbrella?
Mushroom.
Yeah, mushroom. So, I never heard the term before I read Srimad Bhagavatam, but a mushroom is a frog's umbrella is a mushroom. So as children play with umbrellas, frogs' umbrellas, with mushrooms, and what does it take for a kid to pick up a mushroom? So Krishna plucked the Govardhan Hill just like that. The way a kid picks up a mushroom. And, the mushroom is an umbrella, so the Govardhan served as an umbrella for protecting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. There's a nice play here in the words Abhivarshati and Saptavarsha. Varshati, it's raining, and Varsha. Years. So Saptavarsha, he's only 7 years old, but all of Indra's Varshati, 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 Varshati was not a problem for Krishna. Yeah, I know. We have, how much time do we have left? We'll have to. Oh, Abhivarshati, Abhi coming down in big quantities, something like that. So Abhivarshati, lots of rain, not ordinary rain, but torrents and torrents of rain sent by Indra, because Patihate, Indra Yagya was thwarted by Krishna. All the plans were going on, and Krishna reversed everything so that the sacrifice was diverted from an Indra Yagya to a Govardhan Yagya. And therefore, Vajravitlavaya, the King of Heaven, decided to wipe out Vajra. To inundate Vraja and wipe the place out. I'll show them. They're listening to this talkative child. They've stopped my sacrifice. he became enraged. And Krishna, Pashun Kripaya Rirakshu, picked up the Govardhan Hill. Particularly, it's mentioned, out of kindness to the animals. Kripaya Pashun. Go Brahmana Hitaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Cows come first. Gopal. Krishna is the protector of the cows. After all, he's a cowherd boy. So as the king is responsible for protecting the human beings, the Vaishyas are especially responsible for protecting the cows. So out of kind, the cows were all, of course, all of the Brajvasis. It wasn't, I only protect the cows and let the people go to the devil. But it's particularly mentioned. Pashun Kripaya. Out of mercy to the cows. The cows all took shelter of Krishna. And Krishna was thinking, I have to save the cows. It's his duty, he's a coward boy. He has to protect the cows. And he's thinking, now this rain is coming, we have to protect the cows. So, the ordinary cowherd boy would have been lost. But for Krishna, the solution was at hand. Just to pick up the frogs of Brahma in the form of Govardhana. Some umbrella is required when there's rain, then you get an umbrella. So Govardhana Hill is suitable. You need a big umbrella when so much rain is coming. So. Gopaya Makaya Patiyate Vajraplavaya Deve. Although he's one of the devas, but he was acting just like an asura, Lord Indra. Vishnu Bhakti, what is that? Pave Deva, Asura Stad Viparyu. Vishnu Bhakti Smita Deva, Asura Stad Viparyu. So Indradev was acting just like Indrasura because of pride. And what do you mean?
Both for offering,
okay. Be sure to come back in time to hear the rest of the purport. In the Bible it said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's confirmed in Vedic literature also. And due to pride, one falls down. One becomes puffed up. Dumbo, darbo, vimanascha, krodha, parushamevacha, agnascha, vijatascha. All these demonic qualities come. One has to be careful. Even Lord Indra, by pride, was humiliated. He was a demigod, after all. Krishna didn't kill him. If he'd been a demon, he would have been killed for something like this. He would have been killed. But because he was a demigod, after all, so Krishna didn't kill him, but Krishna humiliated him. What is that? Sampavitasya chakirtir maranada tirichyate. Worse than death for a respectable person. Honorable person to be dishonored. Maranada tirichyate is worse than death. So Indra wasn't killed, but he was certainly humbled by Krishna's anyone. anyone who tries to display his power in the face of Krishna, the same thing Brahma, he tried to show his mystic power, and it became like the light of a glowworm during the day. A glowworm means those little fireflies that flash on at night. So at night they're a big deal. You see the fireflies, very impressive. During the day, they're nothing. The sun just makes them insignificant. They don't even try. It's pointless to flash your lights during the daytime. So Brahma became like that, his mystic power. And after all, he's Lord Brahma, he can engineer a whole universe. It's so powerful. But his mystic power became like the light of the glowworm during the day. Like snow, I think it was also said, like snow during the day. Snow during the day. Snow during the night, of course. Glowworm during the day and snow at night. Snow is all sparkly during the day. At night, what is it? It's as dark as the rest of the night. All that white snow. What is that? As white as snow, we say. But at night, your white as snow is meaningless. The snow is black. So Brahma's mystic power became as white as snow during the night and as bright as the glowworm during the day. Became nothing. So Indra also, he pulled out all the stops, as they say. He brought out all this heavy artillery. And some Bartik cloud and all the other heavy hitters, all the serious clouds, his best clouds. And they were useless. They couldn't do anything. Oh, again, Indra was humiliated. Something like the United States when it went to Vietnam, you know, most powerful country in the world, and battleships and super capable weapons. And they were driven out by really a batch of farmers. The Vietnamese were farmers, really. And they defeated the United States of America, forced them out. Humiliating, apart from being bloody also, but it was humiliating. Such a superpower. Vietnam against the superpower. Little republic, not even republic, but a People's Republic of Vietnam against the greatest country in the world. And the farmers won. Humiliating. So Indra, the chief of the demigods, Lord Indra. And he's defeated by what he thought was a little kid, a talkative little boy. You know, what we'd say, a big mouth kid. Big mouth kid. Kid who talks too much. Krishna. They're all puffed up because of their little friend Krishna. That was Indra's thinking. But then that little friend totally humiliated Indra. Totally humiliated Indra. Now this is the position that Krishna is all powerful. And our power next to Krishna is what is that? Vistabhyaham idam Krishna mekanshena stitojita. The whole material cosmic manifestation with so many Indras is manifested from a little spark of Krishna's energy. And Indra is thinking, I'll show him. Actually, there's no need of offering sacrifices to the demigods for their services if one is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. Sacrifices recommended in the Vedic literature for satisfaction of the demigods are sort of inducement to the sacrificers to realize the existence of higher authorities. The demigods are engaged by the Lord as controlling deities of material affairs. And according to the Bhagavad Gita, when a demigod is worshipped, the process is accepted as the indirect method for worshipping the Supreme Lord. This is, you know, why is this demigod worship even recommended? In the Bible, they don't worship any demigods, or it's condemned, don't worship the demigods. But why in the Vedic literature is it commented? And here the answer is given. Because at least you're accepting someone. You're accepting higher authority. Everyone actually, you know, you say don't, the Christians, you know, other God and so on, but they're all worshipping some big shot in the material world. They're all serving someone. They're all doing kirtan of this politician or this artist or this rock star or this philanthropist or this software magnate or whoever it is. They're all glorifying someone, they're all serving someone. They're all asking favors from someone. They may not worship the demigods, we don't accept any demigods, but then they offer a bribe to some official to get their work done. What's the difference? For you, he's a demigod. He has some power. You want what he can give you, and so you offer some sacrifice. You sacrifice some of your hard-earned money to satisfy a little demigod. In India, of course, it's routine business, but in other countries also, and even in your big America and Britain, there it's not done at the small level. You don't bribe someone to give you a train ticket, but it's not at the top levels, the higher levels. The mega bribes are going on. So they're also accepting some. They're all worshipping Krishna, but indirectly. So, in the Vedic literature, the worship of the demigods is recommended. At least accept some higher authority. It's not all ours. We've gotten rid of demigod worship, and we're claiming everything to be ours. And running rampant over the resources of material nature. At least in the Vedic culture, they accept this is under the control of this demigod. So we have to respect whatever it is. The ocean is under the control of this demigod, the river is under the control of this demigod, the forest is under the control of this demigod. We have to be a little respectful because it's the property of the demigods. Otherwise we'll get in trouble. The demigods will retaliate. But now we've gotten rid of all these superstitious things, no demigods. And we just rape whatever we see. Grab it. Ishroham Hambogi Sidroham Balamansuki. And we all no demigods. Why should there be any demigods? Me. They give all importance to themselves. And Janasya Moham Aham Mameti. I'm this body and this is mine. If I can grab it, it's mine. Or collectively, if we can grab it, it's ours. Collective selfishness is respectable. Individual selfishness is called selfishness. Collective selfishness is called patriotism. What have you? So in the Vedic literature, we accept some authority. There must be some be to whom we offer our respects. Now that's not very great, but it's something. At least he's accepting the principle that there's a higher authority, higher power. But that's not the final point. And therefore Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Pratyaja, Mame Ekam Sharanam. Just give up all this other stuff and worship me. Antabhattu palanteshan, but ten pavati alpamedas. Devan devya jo yanti matpakta yanti man. A less intelligent person, so worshiping these demigods for getting some temporary benefit. And then at best they go to the temporary abodes of the demigods and then come back down. But matpakta yanti man, my devotees come to me. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha tabureva cha. I'm the actual enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram yajnita prasadam sarva loka maheshwara. So those who are worshipping the demigods are indirectly worshipping Krishna. But Krishna wants us to worship him directly. And he advised the Brajavasis that, after all, you're all my devotees. You don't have to worship any Indra or anybody else. Everything is provided. Krishna Bhakta Koilo, Sarva Karma Kripa. Everything else will be accomplished if we're just engaged in the service of Krishna. When the Supreme Lord is worshipped directly, there's no need of worshipping the demigods or offering them sacrifices as recommended in particular circumstances. In Bhagavatam also, there's a big list of, in the second canon, a big list of demigods. If you want this, worship this. If you want this, worship this. If you want this, worship that. If you want a good wife, worship Lord Shiva. If you want power, worship Brahma. If you want good health, worship the sun. But akama sarva kalo va moksha kalo da ti ti vrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham. One is more intelligent and he just has to worship Krishna. Lord Krishna therefore advised the inhabitants of Brajbhumi not to offer any sacrifices to the heavenly King Indra. But Indra, not knowing Lord Krishna in Brajbhumi, was angry at the inhabitants of Brajbhumi and tried to avenge the offense. But competent as the Lord was, he saved the inhabitants and animals of Brajbhumi by his personal energy and proved definitely that anyone directly engaged as a devotee of the Lord need not satisfy any other demigods, however great, even to the level of Brahma or Shiva. Kautiya pratijanihi name bhakta pravashati. I'll protect you. Don't worry about these other guys. I'll protect you from Lord Indra, even, or Lord Shiva, or anyone. People are sometimes worried, but if I give up the worship of such and such, then it's an offense. And Krishna says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of everything. Thus, this incident definitely proved, without a doubt, that Lord Krishna is the personality of Godhead, and that he was so in all circumstances, as a child on the lap of his mother, as a boy 7 years old, and as an old man of 125 years of age. In either case, he was never on the level of the ordinary man, and even in his advanced age, he appeared a young boy, 16 years old. These are the particular features of the transcendental body of the Lord. What's that term? It means his body never changes. There's a term there.
The Sanskrit word?
Avikarya? No, more particular term. Anyway, meaning is like that, that he's beyond all material circumstances. He is Avikarya, he is Achyuta, he is all of these things. And he's always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He didn't have to do anything. Tatasya Karyam Karanam Trividyate. Prabhupada always criticized the rascals who do something to become God. They perform yoga, they perform tapasya, they meditate to become God. But what kind of God is that that has to do something to become God? He's different from Krishna. Krishna didn't meditate, Krishna didn't perform tapasya. Krishna didn't have to do anything to become God because he's constitutionally God. So when he was on the lap of his mother, Putana Rakshasi was there, Krishna disposed of her, dispatched her easily. Not that he said, well, I'm only 7, you know, I'm on the lap of my mother, I have to grow up and become God and then I'll take care of you. From the very beginning, no problem. So this is Krishna. He may appear like a... And that's the calculation of the demons and the materialists. He's an ordinary child, he's an ordinary boy, or he's an ordinary boyfriend, or he's an ordinary prince, or he's an ordinary this, or an ordinary... They very much underestimate. We find that with the demons. They think that they can handle it. They can deal with Krishna, no problem, because he's just whatever they think. But that's not possible. And he's all-powerful in all circumstances, and he can deal with any demigod or anyone. With just the little finger of his left hand, he can deal with Indra. Prabhupada said that, to deal with Indra is the business of my little finger. Powerful demigod, what is that? Bearer of the thunderbolt, riding on his elephant. Little finger of my left hand is enough for you. This is Krishna. Okay, any questions?
You made the comparison between people worshipping different idols in society as kind of like our demigod worship, but on a more mundane platform. But we find that when we water the root, so to speak, by worshipping Krishna, the demigods are all satisfied. But our little demigods in the mundane sphere are not satisfied.
Because they're not demigods, they're demons.
And thus we continue to get hassled by them. But yet, Krishna is saying, when you surrender unto me, then I'll take care of everything. So on the demigod platform, that's fine. We find that we're not suffering from those adi-daivic trolls.
I think when we suffer from that also, there may be something, but it's not very serious business. As long as we have this material body, we have to put up with something. That's unavoidable. But madbhakta yanti manapi. Finally, one goes back to Godhead, waving at the demigods. Dhruva Maharaj is in the airplane. Demigods are all looking up. And the denizens of the higher planets. But Dhruva Maharaj is taking off from Earth and looking down on them as he's coming.
I guess that question popped into my head because yesterday we were reading that all of those people that served Krishna in Mathura, immediately, even their all their troubles were solved. They got all material opulence.
Special dispensation. Mm-hmm. It's not that as soon as you join ISKCON, then you inherit stock options and... become cured of all ills and so on. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing, because otherwise you'd have all these people joining ISKCON for all the wrong reasons. We still have people, I mean, you know, okay, we don't offer freedom from all miseries, but maybe you can get a green card or something, so still people join for the wrong reasons. But there's some hope that they'll join for the green card and then they'll go for the blue card.
You're talking about the demigod worship. Yesterday we had some discussion. Generally we understand that we don't accept demigods prasadam, including Lord Shiva's prasadam. But in Vrindavan there are certain Lord Shiva deities which are traditional, established by Vajranabh and being worshipped by Rajavasis in tradition, who have accepted Krishna as their object of worship. So in, when you do for, go for yatra and to these places, we see some variations within ISKCON devotees that can we accept the prasadam of certain prominent Lord Shiva deities of Raja, which is offered by the Rajavasis who have their object of worship is Lord Krishna.
Never thought about it, to tell you the truth. Nor did I hear anything from Prabhupada about it. Ramanuja Sampradaya, they're very strict. They'll never even walk into to a temple. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He took darshan of the various deities of Lord Shiva, Durga Devi, and so on.
Some of those Shiva temples, like Gopishvara and I think Asheshvara, they're offered Krishna's prasad.
Krishna's prasad. So then you're getting Krishna prasad.
Does that mean that we can accept prasadam of these deities of Shiva, but we cannot accept prasadam of Shiva's deities outside Vraja?
You know, I haven't done a study of the matter. I don't face that circumstance very much. Anyone have anything authoritative about it?
I got something from my hazy memory banks. So I think it was either Chaitanya Bhagavad or Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu went traveling into South India and he went to a Shiva temple, I think. He even did accept some Shiva prasad, and there was a discussion about generally those who accept Shiva's prasad, like Shiva's prasad in particular is caused by Bhrigu Muni, that if you eat it there'll be some particularly some particular bad result. But there was a discussion there that if it's offered in consciousness that Shiva is a servant or the greatest servant, and it can be taken, if it's offered as independent God worship, then it's the curse applies.
The Sri Vaishnavas have two levels of objection for taking demigod prasad. They say that most of the demigods themselves, they are in bewilderment, who is Lord, they consider themselves Lord. And second, even if such demigod like Lord Shiva were Vaishnavas, but most of the temples, the pujaris who are worshipping the deities have the consciousness that Lord Shiva is independent Lord. Mm.
So we can say this with authority, that if you're in the Sri Sampradaya, then you should definitely not take any demigod prasad. Their sampradaya is very, very strict. You don't even go to the temple. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Anyway, our interest is Krishna. But I don't know the name.
Fortunately, we're not on that
fellow. Okay, something else? Any other question I can't answer?
Shastra says that for an honorable person, dishonor is worse than death. At the same time, it also says that one should be amanitvadam mitra.
One should be amanitra, but still that dishonor will be felt. Maybe, yeah, still it will be felt. It's just human nature that for a respectable person, there may be different ideas about dishonor. For the materialist, honor means, you know, blah, 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 blah. I have this, I have that. I'm a big man. For a devotee, to be engaged in the service of the Lord is honor. So one's demoted from devotional service. It's dishonorable.
Is there any free will on their part? Because they're pure devotees, and Krishna covers them over so that they can't recognize who he is. So it seems like not only do they not have any free will in the matter of you know, causing the Brajvasis some trouble, but then they also get dishonored, you know, and made to look silly at the end. Is all just purely Leela? There's no free will involved on their part? They're just kind of sucked into the play?
So it seems. You may have some free will, but when Krishna wants to bamboozle you, you get bamboozled. Bamboozled means bewildered. Krishna wants to bewilder you. You don't have a chance.
Stopped hearing this yagya, but when gopis were doing puja for Katyayani, he didn't stop because, even though she is a demigod. So we can see the difference that they were worshipping for Krishna, but they Brajavasis were worshipping for something else, keeping Indra superior.
That's nice. Yeah, nice observation. Demigods were, the gopis were worshipping Katyayani. But their only purpose was, please let us have Krishna. So if you want to worship a demigod, that's all right. My dear demigod, please let me be always engaged in the service of Krishna. That's all right. Rukmini also sprang to Parvati and Lord Shiva. If I've ever done anything to please you, if I've ever done anything, please let Krishna come and kidnap me.
Of course
they were thinking it's Indra superior. Who's Krishna? He's just a kid. Indra's the king of the gods. Krishna's our child, that's all.
But still couldn't, they might not have worshipped the child Krishna, but why not? They had some conception of Vishnu as the highest. They must have, you know, been Vaishnavas.
Anyway, they're farmers, and farm for farming we need rain, and rain comes from Indra. They're simple villagers. Think that maybe there was something like the modern Hindus. They were simple village people, not great philosophers. you want rain, you know, it's tradition. That was asked by Lord Krishna to Nanda Maharaj, what do you, Father, why are we doing this sacrifice? Is this recommended in scripture, or is this a traditional ceremony? It's a traditional ceremony. My father was doing this, I'm also doing it. We don't examine to see what it's all about, whether it's scriptural. My father was doing this, his father was doing it. Tradition. Not a lot of philosophy there. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glorious to you.